Beyond Games of Thrones, incredible mythical creatures. The HBO hit TV series Game of Thrones features dragons as one of its main attractions. The show, which has been running since 2011, has attracted millions of viewers over the years. It has seen a steady increase in viewership each year, but with the release of Season 7 in 2017, which features more scenes with dragons than ever before, the number of viewers have skyrocketed. To give you an idea of just how many people watch the show, Season 7 averaged just shy of 31 million viewers per episode, which is staggering. Dragons have been a staple in many fantasy TV series, movies, novels, and the like. However, did you know that there are even more incredible creatures that are not mentioned as regularly as dragons? These creatures are so incredible, they make dragons look like regular household pets. 1. Questing Beast. The Questing Beast is a monster from medieval literature. It is said that Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table used to go on quests in search of this strange, unworldly creature. Arthur was resting under a tree when he first spotted the beast. He had heard the sound of a pack of baying hounds coming in his direction. Raising his head to look, he was astounded to see the questing beast coming through the forest towards him. Even more astonishing was the fact that the sound of yelping dogs was coming from inside the beast. It had the head and neck of a snake, the body of a leopard, the haunches of a lion, and the feet of a hart. The questing beast is also known by other names, amongst them Beast Glutissant. Glutissant is related to the French word glapissant, which means the sound of yelping or barking by small dogs or foxes. Lamassu. The Lamassu is a celestial being from ancient Mesopotamian religion bearing a human head, a bull's body, sometimes with the horns and ears of a bull, and wings. It appears frequently in Mesopotamian art, typically as large sculptures. Large pairs of Lamassu were placed at entrances in palaces, facing the street and also internal courtyards. The way they were sculpted, you would see a different creature depending on where you were standing. From the front, the creature appears to be standing. From the side, it looks as if it's walking. Apart from giant Lamassu sculptures, the Babylonian people also engraved them onto clay tablets, which were then buried under their front doors to protect the household. Today, you may have spotted the Lamassu in the modern role-playing game Dungeons and Dragons. It also appears in the trading card game Magic: The Gathering.